Okay, let's go to Terry. Is Terry still with us?
Yes. Thank you, Dr. Wright.
Well, thank you for calling.
Are you able? Oh, yes. Thank you. Thanks for all you do. I was just calling for a friend who wants to get off plastic Plavix and get on to niacinamide. He's not overweight at all. He's just been recently diagnosed with diabetes 2, but he's doesn't even eat sugar, but he eats too much fruit. But anyway, he's more concerned about the Plavix because it's making him nauseated and he's got bruising. And I told him about, oh, I'm sorry, I said niacinamide. I meant natto kinase.
Yes, ma'am.
And so if you could give us, he's on 75 milligrams of Plavix a day.
Yes, ma'am.
If you could give us an idea of how to do that or
sure.
Wean him off of Plavix or and how many, what's the dosage, what would be appropriate? Thank you.
Okay. Now, for this, natto kinase is not the long-term solution. It is a good short-term one. Natto kinase is an enzyme from a cheese that was discovered to contain it over in Japan. And the reason that the researchers went looking for what was in that cheese is that people who ate a lot of that stuff had many fewer strokes, and they wanted to know why. And they narrowed it down to this stuff called natto kinase. Now, natto kinase, what does it do? We swallow it, and if there's a clot that has already formed or if there's a clot that's trying to form, the natto kinase literally eats the clot. I am not kidding. That's what it does. However, it only lasts in the bloodstream for 4 or 5 hours at most, and so, good grief, we'd have to get up in the middle of the night to take that round the clock and prevent clots. My wife and I, we use it, for example, when we get on the airplane, because people have been known to have clots on airplanes in their legs, and if somebody thinks they're getting a stroke or a heart attack, wow, chow down on a bunch of natto kinase and do that every 4 hours as long as you can. But here's the thing, ma'am. That's fairly impractical. So the really the best solution, oh my goodness, it's the contents of fish oil, because researchers have flat out proven that the EPA fraction of fish oil keeps men's platelets nice and slippery, and it doesn't do that for women. It's the DHA fraction that does that for women. And
right.
The EPA doesn't do it. And so person looks for fish oil. They always have both in there. But you look for the one that's higher for your gender. Now, there are tests that will tell you how much you need. That's the sad thing. I don't know why. There are two tests in our area. One is done at the University of Washington. It's called platelet aggregation test. How sticky are your platelets? That's all the platelet aggregation means. And one gets blood drawn and finds out, well, let's see, this is very sticky on this side of the graph, and that's not too sticky at all on that side of the graph. And where we want to be is we want to be close to not too sticky, but we don't want to be past not too sticky, because then we would bleed and not stop if we got cut. So there we need to be working with a doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine. They can order that platelet aggregation test for you and then help you. Okay, well, you're taking Plavix or whatever the heck it is you're taking and it's giving you troubles, and here's how sticky your platelets are or are not, depending on that. And then you can back off the Plavix a little and bring in some fish oil, and we'll do another test. And basically, we have to wean off one and onto the other if we don't want to risk that extra clot. Another way we can keep from risking it, of course, is to continuously take the natto kinase during the weaning process. That'll keep us from getting a clot.
Okay.
Now, the second test that's available, besides the platelet aggregation at the University of Washington, is right at Meridian Valley Lab, where I happen to be medical director, and they have what's called a blood viscosity test. And viscosity just means how thick is your blood, which means how sticky is it going to be. So you find a practitioner skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine. There are two tests available. There's the platelet aggregation test. There's the blood viscosity test, one at Meridian Valley Lab, the other one at University of Washington. They both will do the job for you. Your practitioner and you pick one of those tests, and you're guided by that. And you can work your way off of any of these so-called blood thinners and onto the correct type and amount of fish oil for you, and then keep your natto kinase handy for emergencies, ultimately.
Interesting. Okay. Wow. Thank you.
So that's why I can't quite tell you doses. It's different for everybody, and you should be working with a physician who knows about this, which is, again, natural medicine docs.
Wow, that's very specific and just what I needed. Well, thank you so much. Appreciate
it. You're welcome,
ma'am. I'll let him know. It's wonderful. Thank you, Dr. Wright.
Hey, and thank you for calling because you just got the word out about this to everybody, ma'am. And there might be one or two out of 100 who need it. Thank you.
Thank you for your work.
You're welcome, ma'am.